The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. There is a great reawakening happening in this republic and, in fact, around the world. My friends, back to the divine providence of God and in America, an awakening to the intent of the founding fathers with regards to our Christian national background. Christian nationalism is not a dirty word. It's what God and the founders intended, a system of government that is rooted in Judeo-Christian beliefs and practices. They wanted Christianity to be part of our society and, in fact, part of the government. Not a theocracy, there's a difference. And the left, will panic and their heads will explode when they hear this program. But you and I know it to be the truth, and there is a great reawakening to it. Today on the program, Pastor Gabe Blomgren and Caleb Collier join me for a look at the great reawakening. Believe it, ladies and gentlemen, The Right Side with Doug Billings is upon you. Are you ready? Let's go.
Hey, everybody. My name is General Mike Flynn, and I'm here to do a big shout-out for my great friend and one of the best in the business, Mr. Doug Billings. Right Side with Doug Billings, Right Side with Doug Billings. Doug is the future of the airwaves when it comes to independent broadcasters and podcasters. He is the new Rush Limbaugh. He's exactly what America needs right now, looking for honesty, looking for wisdom, looking for truth, looking for patriotism. Listen to Doug Billings at Right Side with Doug Billings. God bless you and God bless America and thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are winning. We're winning, winning, winning. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Are you ready?
We are not liberal snowflakes who melt away in the face of tragedy, adversity, and challenge. We are a covenant nation under God. And his divine providence is not dead and it's not gone. It is living within each and every one of you. And you will bring it to life in such a way that the world has never seen before. We never back down. We never give up. We march forward.
Okay, hi, everybody. Without any further ado, I want to bring two fellas on right now, great friends of mine in the program. We have Pastor Gabe and Caleb from the podcast Church and State. I want to let you all know we attended an event this week in Palm Beach, West Palm Beach at Mar-a-Lago, the home of President Trump. And it was hosted by a group called Catholics for Catholics. And as you might surmise, Gabe and Caleb are not Catholic. We are all Christians. Some people don't know that. I'm going to bring them on right now and we're going to talk about it. Gabe, Caleb, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here, sir. I love what you just said, because there is within the Protestant realm, there's this group that believe that Catholics are worshiping a false God, that they're not actually Christians. And we need to move away from that idea.
Yes.
Like we can't allow that to enter into the church, because I know you and I know plenty of Catholics. And I'll tell you what, Catholics love Jesus Christ. I am so sure of this that I don't care if I get attacked by fellow believers who truly have a Pharisee spirit. I think that's what it really comes down to, Gabe. I'd like your thoughts.
You know what else they love? They also love babies and making babies. They have huge families.
Yes. Traditional family rule. I look, you know, I'm a lifelong Catholic. For a time, I spent part of my formative years in college. I was in a seminary, studied to be a priest for a couple of years. Never was close to being ordained, but I did have a couple of good years of discernment there. I love the church. Let me just distinguish. Right now, I'm talking about the church as the people of God. Small c, church, people of God. I love the Catholic Church. I mean, it's how I choose to express my faith. I believe in what Jesus established, what the apostles instituted. I believe when we look at history for those 1500 years between time of Christ and Martin Luther, you know, the birth of Christianity, it bloomed, the birth of the Catholic Church. For me, it's the expression that I choose. That doesn't mean that everyone else is wrong and Doug Billings is right. It doesn't mean that we have an exclusive lock on anything. But I believe that we are what Jesus intended for the true expression of faith. But I don't mean that in a judgmental way. And I don't think that you guys think that I come across that way.
No,
we had an event sponsored by a group called Catholics for Catholics. It was at Mar-a-Lago. I told you guys about this event. I had the honor of being on your show last week, 10 days ago, and maybe a couple weeks ago, and you were excited to come, and you did. And so what I'm after is, what is the impression that this Catholic group and this Catholic event gave to fellow Christians who are Protestants? What was your takeaway?
Is there, if I go first? Because I'm like foaming at the mouth, because I was raised in a home that was a part of the Operation Rescue movement during the 80s. And this was a feast on St. Joseph's feast day, which is a feast day to honor the father of Jesus, who actually that night was mentioned as he saved Jesus twice. And one time as a baby, he protected him through an angelic host, Gabriel, which is my namesake. Yep. Gabriel warned Joseph by dream, leave, Herod's going to kill your child, get out of here. And that night, Doug, I was so challenged. I'm wrecked now. As a evangelical pastor, I was at 14 arrested with my father at an abortion clinic. I was tied by shackle to other priests, ironically, at the age of 14 in Spokane, Washington. We were all bound and chained together, and the firefighters had to actually disconnect my father. And I planned on staying, and I prayed about it with the priests right there. And I remember their courage. I got arrested at 14, went to juvenile hall. It was just a misdemeanor, didn't go on my record. But I'm telling you, I've seen from a young age, there's something about the Catholic Church that will not give up about abortion. They have not sunk back as Methodists or Presbyterians, or there's been other denominations who have sunk back and accepted Bidenomics and also the morality of the Biden administration, which is okay with abortion. But all night long during the Mar-a-Lago event, one of the unique individuals who was there, Frank Pavone, who actually has been defrocked, yep, removed, his words were so powerful that it made me realize, I think that there are a few Christians who need to partner up, one myself, with the Catholic Church, because they are the only ones who will have my back if I want to do something civilly to say, no, I'm not okay with this. This is death. This is a death culture. I actually don't feel like, and we've talked about this, my evangelical brothers will have my back. If I was to get arrested, they would not have my back. They would not be there. They would not be sounding the alarm to help me. But I do know that the Catholic Church and my brothers like you will have my back. And that's good to know, because I feel like hopeless, because we've talked enough about this subject. We have to do something.
No, amen to that. I love what you're saying there. You know, my thoughts, you know, we had Frank, we had Father Altman there, who I absolutely love. We've had an opportunity to interview him and meet with him. You know, these are leaders of the Catholic faith who have come out and said such controversial things as, you can't be a Catholic and a Democrat. Like, how often do you hear pastors, yeah, evangelical pastors say that?
That's a big reason why he lost his frock.
Yes. And we need that. We need to be aggressive in our faith, because we've lost that, especially in America here, where we've been so blessed that we think that persecution will never come upon us. And when I look at my Catholic brothers who are at this event, these are a group of activists.
Brave.
They are not these type of Christians who are just going to sit back and take it. No, they're out in the trenches. And I think as the whole Christian faith and the umbrella of Christian faith, that's what we need more of right there, is Catholics like what we saw at this event, who are engaging in the political system, who are engaging in the fight for human life, who are engaging in this awful child sex trafficking. We had Tim Ballard there and Jim Caviezel. So we were talking a lot about that. These are subjects that Christians need to be talking about daily and then taking action to change.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. There is no human institution that is perfect. Clearly, the Catholic Church, through its human hierarchy and some of the decisions they've made throughout history, a human institution is not perfect. I'll be the first to admit it. I do believe that with the divine grace of God, though, God, Jesus, does not abandon things that he starts. Now, there are people out there who will say, well, the Catholic Church has lost the priesthood, quote unquote. They've screwed up so many times along the way that clearly Jesus isn't with them. And I would just humbly and respectfully say, if we buy in to that false sense of logic. We would have to therefore assume that because of our collective mistakes as humanity, that God and Jesus would have said, so long, see you later, moving on to somewhere else in the, you know, in the galaxy, right? So what do you think, you know, Catholic Charities came up that night, and our group, the Catholics for Catholics group, was quite critical of certain elements within Catholic Charities who actually foster, perhaps not ultimately intentionally, but maybe so, the whole sex trafficking deal with children. We're critical of that group, and we identify that the word Catholic attached to some things isn't necessarily Catholic. Did you catch on to that night?
We did, yeah. You know, Catholic Charities, what we've seen, and it's almost like more acceptable, I guess, if you will, probably a poor choice of words, but they've capitalized on homelessness and they are making money hand over foot off of this issue. But the dark secret that nobody really wants to talk about is that human trafficking. And, you know, Doug, you and I were in McAllen, Texas a couple of years ago, and we got to witness this. The Border Patrol actually showed us how they're moving these people in to Catholic Charities buildings. The windows all have like cardboard over them so you can't see what's going on. And then they're taking them out the back and shipping them all across the United States. A large element that is human trafficking, child trafficking. And America, I believe it was either Tim Ballard or Jim Caviezel talked about, like, we're number two or number three for sex trafficking destinations. Like, people come to the United States specifically to get children. That is something that we cannot stand for as Americans. Right.
Yeah, the irony of all of this going on is the Mar-a-Lago event was a fundraiser for Donald Trump, essentially for the Catholic vote to be focused on Donald Trump. And we did say this, and we had this discussion, that Donald Trump is the most pro-life president that we have seen in the modern, what I would say, from probably, you know, Nixon on. There wasn't really that subject for Eisenhower to discuss with his cabinet. That didn't exist.
Well, the issue of abortion in the United States was not even conceived. We couldn't even consider that idea both parties before that time. Yeah.
Our focus was Donald Trump, but it ended up being such a, like, a periscope accuracy view of the blight that is what is happening to children, protecting children. The whole night was about kids. It was very heavy. It was very solemn. And it made me realize that, holy cow, my brothers in a whole entire different world have more in common with me than I really realized. And the devil had been separating us. And I am so glad that I went. I am so glad. I have about four or five people that I'm going to connect with, because we're entering into a season. And Mary Flynn, who is a Catholic, she actually believes, this is the sister of General Flynn, she believes that the way to win this election, and I want to say it from the rooftops, and I believe that she's on to something, the way to win this election is to shine a light on the sexual perversion that is child trafficking. If we shine a light on that, she believes that the election process, whatever they're doing on their side, it will be like light on cockroaches. They'll have to scatter, because as we shine a light on their biggest infrastructure tool to make money, they're going to have to be distracted. It's almost like a chaff grenade when the SWAT team comes in. So all that to say this is that Jesus has got his people, the Catholic people, and then also now I believe the evangelicals are going, in Jesus' name, going to wake up to this. We have a tool that can really put some havoc on the enemy going into November 5th. And the time is short, guys.
Absolutely. So, all right, guys, we were planning on 10 minutes. This is going so well. I got to take a break. Do you have enough time to come back for another?
Let's do it, please. So, yeah.
Okay. Let me take a break. Ladies and gentlemen, Gabe and Caleb with us from the podcast Church and State. Look them up. churchandstate.com. Is that right, fellas?
Churchandstate.media.
Churchandstate.media. We'll talk about that. We'll have information for them below the screen during the interview. We'll be right back after this short break.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Ladies and gentlemen, what if I told you that you could change the trajectory of your aging process? Look and feel better, live younger, be more active, less pain when you move around, sleep better, diminish the lines and the wrinkles on your face? Really? This is what I'm telling you. It's possible. You see, low stem cell activity happens when we get older, and it could be causing many of the health problems that some people have in the world today. Because as we get older, we have less stem cell activity, which means we age faster and we heal slower. The secret is a clinically proven and patented phototherapy non-transdermal patch whose technology is the result of over 90 clinical studies and over 20 years of research. Your healthier life can begin today, and you can discover true age reversal. Age reversal, ladies and gentlemen. Please go to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. liveyoungerwithdoug.us, ladies and gentlemen. Get over there today, or if you'd like, text my name, Doug, to 41372. Doug, text it, 41372, and get over to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. Get younger, feel younger. I'm doing it. I'm wearing this patch. I feel great, and so will you. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. For the Republic, cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
I want to tell you about the good people over at EMP Shield, electromagnetic pulse, ladies and gentlemen. It can fry your home electrical system or your vehicle's electrical system. But if you attach one of these, now this is for your breaker box at home. There's a smaller version that goes on your battery of your car, your vehicle, that will prevent it from being fried in the event of an electromagnetic pulse. Because as you know, thanks to Administrator Biden, many people coming across the border now who don't exactly have the best of intentions. Protect yourself. EMPShield.com. Get huge discounts over there if you use the promo code Doug.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where we meet, as always, in determined prayer and determined patriotism. Talking today with Gabe and Caleb from Church and State. Check out their podcast, churchandstate.media, and you'll want to follow them. Gabe, Caleb, the Catholics for Catholics event at Mar-a-Lago and the need for all Christians, Catholics and otherwise, to come together to win this election in 2024, to shine the light on child sex trafficking. I have had, as you have, meetings and conversations with Mary Flynn, General Flynn, and others. Every zip code in this country, every zip code has been touched by child sex trafficking. We have got to put an end to it. I think that the Catholic group, we shine a light on it. I think historically we've been pretty good at protecting life, especially the unborn, and talking about the sanctity of all human life, born and unborn. How do we begin to bridge this gap? There seems to be so much hate, not from everybody who's not Catholic, but we get grief from people who say that we worship Mary, that we say the rosary. You experienced some of that at that event, and I've just asked you a series of questions. Take your time with any piece of that, but what are your thoughts?
One of the tools of the devil is division. And that's exactly what we're seeing here. Right? I love the book of James. Faith without works is dead.
Yes.
We need to embrace that as fellow believers. When we examine what's going on in the country, and it's easy to point fingers at cultural Marxism and say, we've moved from citizens to subgroups. That's exactly what has happened in this country. Is we no longer identify as Americans, or even as Christians for that matter. No, we identify as black or poor or rich or middle class, whatever it may be. You've been allowed yourself to divide into the subclass. Well, cultural Marxism didn't just go after the culture, didn't just go after society. It went after the church as well. And we had warnings of that. I love talking about Bella Dodd, who is a great example of this, who during the 80s, she was a communist infiltrator. She'd gone into the Catholic Church to sow division. And she ended up flipping, and she traveled around the country warning us about exactly what we're seeing right now. Look, stop dividing as believers. Look at what we all have in common. Doug, do you love Jesus Christ?
Amen. More than anything. Yes.
Do you believe in the inerrancy of the Bible?
Yes.
Right. Do you believe in the Trinity?
Absolutely so.
Well, so do I. Hey, guess what? We're brothers right there. We have so much more in common than what we should divide over, which is a tool of the devil. And that's exactly why we're in the point that we're in America right now at that crisis level.
Yeah. Very interesting that, during the Cold War, we had this whole, like, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And that's not even close to the comparison. We're actually brothers with the Catholic Church. A lot of people have done serious harm to the faith of Jesus Christ. Peter said, you would know them by their love for one another. And it's really telling right now. We're going into a foxhole moment as a nation. Can you feel this? Like, absolutely. I feel like right now I'm in Vietnam and you're about 30 and I'm about, you know, you're a captain right now and you're telling me to dig a foxhole, and Caleb and I are, we're newbies, we're privates in Vietnam, and we're following your leadership and we're digging a hole. And guess what? There's no negotiating over faith in a foxhole. It's just, you're just a brother. You just link arms. It's just time to do battle against the enemy. And we'll sort it out later, because right now the end is drawing nigh and we can all feel it. And, you know, I would have thought that at the Mar-a-Lago, we'd all be hubbubbing and bumping in shoulders and trying to pass business cards. That was not the feel. The feel is that the end is drawing nigh. Yeah. And the Catholic Church was right now separating sheep from goats in their own community. They were saying, hey, we have to speak out because the moment right now is here and we have to protect. This is true religion. Jesus said, says in James, true religion is this, is helping widows and orphans in their time of distress, capping off of that whole, hey, great, you got faith? Well, let me show you my works. James is the brother of Jesus. He wants to see us doing works.
Right on, right on. And you're right about the meeting and the aura, the feeling. It wasn't, when I went, you know, before arriving, I was wondering, is it going to be a networking event? This is the first time I had been to a Catholics for Catholics event. And it was none of that. You're absolutely spot on. This was a spiritual, prayerful call. We were not only imploring Jesus, we were asking for the prayers of the body of Christ, the church. We were asking for prayers of the saints, St. Joseph again. And I know certain Protestants have a problem with praying to saints and praying to Mary. I liken it to you two guys, you, Gabe and Caleb. You're my friends. If something were going on in my life, I would ask you to pray for me.
Yes.
I would ask you to pray for my intention, my son, my whatever. And I see no difference asking the saints who were human beings and lived lives on earth because of their example, hey, pray for me and watch. Clearly, we don't say, no Catholic believes that anybody else other than Jesus Christ can save us, and that includes Mary. So I'm interested, when you heard the prayers, when you sensed and felt the spirituality, when you heard the rosary, and on the screen it had the rosary has associated with it certain mysteries, the joyful mysteries, the sorrowful mysteries. The joyful mysteries have to do with the happy moments, the nativity, the presentation of the Lord in the temple, Mary visiting Elizabeth, and the last prophet of the Old Testament, or the first prophet of the New, however you want to look at it, John the Baptist, and Jesus come together with their pregnant mothers, and so the rosary reflects on scripture and guides us to Jesus. The prayer, the Hail Mary, is from scripture, basically just a capitalization and a capture of what the angel Gabriel said to Mary, Hail Mary, as he approached and appeared to her. We honor Mary because she was the mother of God. Is there anything at all wrong with that? What was your sense? What was your feeling when all those things were going on?
You want to go first?
Yeah, go ahead. So I just got to first describe the body language, everyone. There, you know, in evangelical circles, when your eyes are closed and your hands are raised, that's when you're praying to God. Nobody's praying to God. We're in communion praying locally, and everyone's eyes are opened. To me, it's difficult because I don't know it. I don't know the hill. You know, I don't know. So I'm doing my best to mouth some of the stuff. So what I ended up doing is just praying. I come into agreement, God, that we are in unity as a body and for these very things. And it was easy to cover them because the priest would identify each topic before we went into saying the Marys.
Yes,
so
yes.
It was very exegetical. Like it was like we were appointed. I just have to say, sometimes the evangelicals, I'll be guilty of this. Sometimes we just fire like a shotgun, and the priest was aiming at a target and covering it. And then he would have this broad prayer that we'd all pray together. Repetition was different for me, but I felt that it was completely God honoring. There was nothing strange about it whatsoever.
So for me, you know, there's something very attractive about the Catholic faith and the Orthodox faith, and that is the reverence. And I find that that's oftentimes missing in the Protestant churches is, you know, the tradition is beautiful. I love that. I love the architecture of some of these churches, which are literally designed to bring you in and then bring your eyes upward. Yep. And so for me, I actually have a lot of deep respect and love for the Catholic Church, the Orthodox Church, because of those issues. And I so desire actually for the Protestant Church to maybe return to that, where there's that deep respect and knowledge that you are in the presence of God, and maybe some behaviors we should move away from as the more Protestant or Pentecostal churches, where it's kind of a little bit of chaos. And Gabe knows this about me. I'm not a chaotic person. I can't handle it. I go to a large crowd and I'm like sensory overload. Like, oh my gosh, what's going on here? You don't have that problem there. And same with Gabe. I don't know the rosary. And so I did what he was doing. I prayed myself, but I was in communion with you Catholics in the overall mission.
Wonderful. You guys, I can't thank you enough for being, this is an important topic for me personally, as well as professionally. I think that we have to come together as Christians. I have a personal love for the church and for Christianity with a small C, you know, the entire body of Christ. We are here. Don't you, in the last couple of minutes that we have, I want to say something to both of you and to your audiences and to my audience. People, when I was in the seminary, we had a class, philosophy class once, and we were discussing, of course, the age-old question, what is the meaning of life? Why are we here? Why were we born? And we all wrestled with it. We all gave certain and varied answers. There was a wise old priest who was leading the class, gave this answer, and I want to share it with you because I have used this since this was the late 1980s when I was in the seminary. This has remained with me ever since. The meaning of life, once we understand that Jesus is the meaning and the purpose, okay, that's fine, A. But B, beyond that, the meaning of life, the reason that we're born is to enter into the lives of other people to make differences for the better. That's why we're here. Now, you don't have to be a Catholic to do that. You don't have to be evangelical. You don't have to be a mainstream moderate Protestant. You don't have to be a Lutheran. That's what we're as human beings, we're called to enter into the lives of others to continually make differences for the better. And it doesn't mean that we have to pay somebody's mortgage or whatever. It means that we do subtle things. And this is what I want to tell you. You guys, both of you, through your show and through your friendship with me, have entered into my life to make a difference for the better. And I think that you're doing it with your audience and you're doing it with the church. You're doing it with America and the world. And I sincerely mean this, and I want people to know it. So thank you for entering into the lives of others to make differences for the better.
No, we so appreciate that, Doug. The feeling is completely mutual. We've known you for a couple of years now, I believe. And every time we're around you, it's like a friendship. You know, it doesn't feel forced at all. We've met your son. We love your son. We look forward to seeing your son any time that we're at events. But what you just described is making disciples. And that's what we're charged to do, right? To come into people's lives and to show them the way. And whether that's, showing them the morality, we talk about the body politics, right? That's that moral standard. That's the move we need to push. And we as believers, we know that moral standard, it comes from God. And so we're with you. We are in the trenches. We are brothers in Christ, and we're going to continue to fight the good fight.
Yeah, I just want to say also, if you had a cologne, Doug, it would be sheep. You smell like sheep. You don't smell like a wolf. And there's something unique, all that you said about all
of that.
I wasn't
sure where you were going with that.
No. Jesus smelled like sheep. He smelled like the common man. He called himself, this to me, it makes me want to cry. Out of all the terms that he described himself with, he could have called himself Hosanna. He could have called himself the Lord Most High, but he called himself the Son of Man because he identified with humanity in its need, in its brokenness, and in its tender state. And he didn't give up on us. And I thank you that you have partnered with us. And we feel like we as younger men want to partner with you. And we just thank you. You smell like sheep.
Thank you guys. I appreciate it. Gabe Blomgren, and Gabe, is that your last name?
Yes.
Did I pronounce it
yes.
right? Okay.
Yeah.
And Caleb Collier, both of them, you guys, churchandstate.media. Make sure you look them up, follow them, support them. And you guys, I am shoulder to shoulder with you. Anything you need, I'm at your service. I'm with you. Let me know however I can help. And thanks for coming on the program.
Thank
Absolutely.
You, sir.
Thank you, Doug.
You bet. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be back with some closing thoughts right after this. God bless you. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Ladies and gentlemen, what if I told you that you could change the trajectory of your aging process, look and feel better, live younger, be more active, less pain when you move around, sleep better, diminish the lines and the wrinkles on your face. Really? This is what I'm telling you. It's possible. You see, low stem cell activity happens when we get older, and it could be causing many of the health problems that some people have in the world today. Because as we get older, we have less stem cell activity, which means we age faster and we heal slower. The secret is a clinically proven and patented phototherapy non-transdermal patch, whose technology is the result of over 90 clinical studies and over 20 years of research. Your healthier life can begin today, and you can discover true age reversal. Age reversal, ladies and gentlemen. Please go to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. liveyoungerwithdoug.us, ladies and gentlemen. Get over there today. Or if you'd like, text my name, Doug, to 41372. Doug, text it, 41372. And get over to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. Get younger. Feel younger. I'm doing it. I'm wearing this patch. I feel great. And so will you. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. For the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
I want to tell you about the good people over at EMP Shield, electromagnetic pulse, ladies and gentlemen. It can fry your home electrical system or your vehicle's electrical system. But if you attach one of these, now this is for your breaker box at home. There's a smaller version that goes on your battery of your car, your vehicle, that will prevent it from being fried in the event of an electromagnetic pulse. Because as you know, thanks to Administrator Biden, many people coming across the border now who don't exactly have the best of intentions. Protect yourself. EMPShield.com. Get huge discounts over there if you use the promo code Doug.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings. That was a great conversation, and I'm very appreciative of Pastor Gabe Blomgren and Caleb Collier from Church and State, from coming on the program to talk about how we as Christians have got to come together. We are in the beginning of a great reawakening that began back in 2020, really, with people throughout this republic waking up to the divine providence of God, the intent of the founding fathers, and how that applies to us today, how we want to reclaim that. And so as members of the remnant, the people that are at the tip of the spear with regards to all this, and although we have a long way to go with regards to waking up enough people, we are being successful. There is success with waking up Americans, waking up people of all countries, really, are waking up to this, and we're seeing it. So we come together, as I say on this program all the time, determined prayer, determined patriotism. That's how we approach this. And you and I promise you this, will continue to meet, especially in prayer, as we use that as our main arsenal in how we reclaim the republic, through prayer. We engage at our local levels. We encourage one another, whether it's at the Catholic for Catholic event that we saw at Mar-a-Lago, or whether it's through any number of other venues or organizations or events that are held throughout the country that are sponsored by Christian patriots. And so we have a lot of work to do, but it's good to see people like Pastor Gabe and Caleb and their podcast, Church and State. Make sure you look it up, churchandstate.media. Follow them, support them, support all of us in the cause for the restoration of this republic to the divine providence of God and the intent of the founding fathers. And if you would like to support me, you can go to dougbillings.us, look on the support tab over there, and offer, if you would, a monthly recurring donation to the program so that we can continue to bring it to you. I never charge you to watch or to listen to this program, but as capitalists, I know that you understand this is how I make a living, and your support is vital to my ability to be able to bring the program to you. dougbillings.us, ladies and gentlemen. We are in this together, and we will meet in determined prayer and determined patriotism. Believe it. For the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.